On this episode of Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are in the studio as we talk some more about Finch, drink some District Brewyard, and hit on some Goose Island and Anheuser-Busch news that's been popping up. All that more on this week's episode. Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You gotta take in all those big aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
You should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we are basically sponsored now from District Brewyards, it seems. If only.
Brad, we went from being the unofficial, official half acre pod to we're drinking DYB every goddamn week
now,
man.
Last week we had that hibiscus pale ale, hibiscus IPA.
Yes, and that was a house brand. It wasn't from any of the four.
Right.
And this week?
We got one from Casa Humilde.
I should have took that one.
Yeah. Which is their Mexican lager.
Yeah. We got the Burn City. Man, mine is crying. Did you notice how mine's crying?
The home printed labels.
I got the American Pale Ale with Citra and Amarillo from Burn City. Limited release. Proto Molecule Pale Ale.
It's like almost a haze. It's like a haze IPA. Like not quite hazy. Kind of IPA, pale-y. So.
I'm telling you, man. The ones that look like a hazy one with the big fluffy head and, you know, not
the citrusy notes.
Yeah, and it's not all the way clear, but then it kind of leans like an old school. I kind of like those.
Yeah.
It just looks, it's more of a look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but and this hits that because it's also old school with the Citra and the Amarillo hops or Amarillo hops. So it's pretty tasty and it's like bitter and dry. Makes you thirsty.
Yeah. So, nice job by these guys, man. Mm-hmm. You know.
But then, this Mexican lager, it's warm. I don't know. It's warm out. So and the beer is cold. So it kind of hits all those sweet spots.
I was excited when you opened that one. You know, lagers, man. I'll drink them if that's what we're drinking, right? So I'm always excited to just see what contemporary lagers, local lagers are.
Okay.
So I'm glad that we cracked that one open.
It's good. It's maybe no dovetail, but, you know, that's hard to...
Dovetail on draft.
Oh, yeah, dovetail on draft. Dovetail. Is that new? When you're sitting outside, I've seen people post with the cans.
Yeah.
And outside, can you get draft stuff there? I don't know.
I don't know. I remember when you go there, their draft experience, all their stuff is just kind of, you know, five-star setup.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then we brought it here once, and we were like, man, where's my fifth star?
Yeah, it just didn't...
I don't know.
It just didn't work. Something. A can.
Yeah.
It might have been those cans.
It might have just been those. Yeah. Who knows? But, yeah.
But yeah, so that's over at Dovetail. I still haven't made it or ventured into a place yet.
You know, shit, I think same, man.
I rode
the bike here, and I saw people hanging out at Beet Kitchen.
Okay.
Right on outside. The patio.
Yeah, with the rain and all.
And I remember, like, man, I just had all these memories because, you know, back in the day, if I came early, I would just, you know, pop in there for a zombie dust or something. Mm-hmm. But no, I haven't been inside anywhere.
I'm really close to going to District Brewyards.
Okay.
Because they have huge outdoor space. They have barbecue that you can get.
Yeah.
And I really want to try this Bulldog Sam Adams collaboration.
I think they're calling it.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It's only on draft. It might be my first place I go to for a drink, even though I'm fine drinking at home and everything and think everyone else should be too. But I might do it. I can only get that on draft. They're not going to can it. There's probably some rules there especially.
And then shout out to Bulldog. They've been on the show maybe three times by now. And then, you know, they have this the winners of the American Dream Award once a year, Sam Adams, and I want to say Dogfish get together to give out an award for a brewery. And they won, and they shared their story about how they flew to fucking Boston. And how
that was our first stay-at-home remote episode was with them.
Yeah, so, you know, they kind of helped us. They helped us get back to normal, right? They helped us on our path back to some kind of normal.
Right.
So, yeah. And then, you know, we liked them, you know, Sherry and my man Jerome. So, cheers to them.
So,
they've come a long way, man.
I know. So, that beer, it might push me, because, one, I want to support them, and I want to try that. I just want to see what they were able to do. That's also not a District Brew Yards beer that's there. Yeah. So, I want to see kind of what they're, I guess, hand in it was for Sam Adams or like that.
Yeah, for sure.
So I might go, I think they open at like noon or 2 o'clock during the week. I might go like when they open, just get my draft, stand outside, drink it, and get out of there before anyone else.
Man, you know, whatever last call is, you know, get in there right before that. Or like you said,
I'll be first call.
Get it. First or last call. You don't want to fucking hang out with people, man. Fuck that.
I'll get it. Because you have to go in and pour your own. You have to wear your mask. You still pour your own. And then I'll just go to the like far end of the parking lot. And be like, all right, drink.
If you see somebody, just wave at them and, you know, let them know you're good.
Yeah. But, our, you know, we're doing really good with cases here in Chicago. But Lightfoot today said, if you fools, if you don't mess around, if you're mess around here, we're going to go back. Just shut these places down.
I am waiting for you guys. I am waiting to bring on this police state, so just keep doing what you're doing, and it'll be martial law on this bitch before you know it.
Yeah, really, they should just shut down Wrigleyville. Just shut that down. That's not working out.
Fucking Hong Kong, they had school, and they're like, wait a minute. Nope, no more school.
No more school.
We're done. You know, Atlanta rolled it back, you know. Get ahead
California.
Of it. California. You know, get rolling it back now and just get ahead of it, because you're right. If there's an option, and I get it, if there's an option, people are going to party. It's fucking summer. Chicago summer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got to just shut it down.
So, yeah, be careful. Be smart if you're going to go somewhere. Might want to think about going, because it's going to roll back. So go get that draft beer at District Brew Yards. The only other thing I did was I picked up some barbecue as well. Did you? You did too.
Yeah, yeah. So my man Josh Riley, we ended up at Smoke.
Nice.
One of my favorites in the city for sure is it's new. I don't know what the best
Smoke
one
with
is.
A Q, right?
Yeah, it's got that Q thing going. There's one in Revival downtown. The original location is you know, like Pulaski and Irving Park. Yeah. So old Irving Park has kind of got some really nice big Victorian style homes, almost like suburban style homes. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of cool houses over there.
Yeah, I don't know what the best barbecue is. Smoke is good. I had Smoke Daddy, which is, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Lily Q over at District Brew Yards is, I think they got all the sauce game going on there.
You're right. I feel like the number one spot is, I might be vacant, right? Like, there is a top five.
Sure. Yeah.
But I don't know if there's, like, a clear number one barbecue in city proper. I don't know. If there is, we'd like to hear about it. So.
Yeah, well, we drink beer, not eat barbecue.
But yeah, that was cool. And you know, I had a Riverlands beer.
Oh,
when
nice.
When I was with him, and it was
Suburbia.
Yeah, exactly. That's the same thing I was thinking. It's it was a kettle sour with like vanilla, and just really fun summertime.
How
vibes.
Did it compare to our favorite kettle sour? That is Finch.
Oh, fucking Taco Cat.
Taco Cat.
Taco Cat's like a true kettle sour.
Okay.
You know, this is more like, because you know, who is it? Phase Three, they have like basically 8% fruit smoothies, right? Mm-hmm. Like fruited sours, right? Okay. And there is like, you don't taste any booze at all. It's like a fucking juice box. It's bizarre. But this leaned more towards, it had some fruit elements, but it wasn't a full-on fruit sour.
Okay.
So it's a step below Phase Three with the fruit addition, with the adjunct addition.
Sounds.
But the kettle sour from Taco Cat was just like a straight up pure kettle sour. Like, it's just meant to be, whatever you taste outside of the beer notes is just part of the experience. There's nothing added.
Okay. Well, I mentioned Taco Cat because if you listen to last week's episode, Nick and I.
We went like a half hour in,
but. Half hour on probably should just pull that out and, you know, kick it out there as its own episode, but we talked for a long time about Finch, and I don't want to say train wreck, just the wild ride, the roller coaster.
You know,
ride.
You just said train wreck.
Yeah, I did, but I think train wreck, but it's not really a train wreck because it's still functioning. They're making beer. It's more of a roller coaster.
Yeah, I was talking. I want to say one of the Lost Boys from Metro. I want to say he was a Finch guy. We posted the story, and I remember we posted the pod, and I remember Bo Forbes from Goose. He said, yeah, I was a Canning guy, Finch. He's like, you'd be surprised how many Finch alumni there are at Chicago Breweries. Oh, and I forgot about that. But but some of the things we didn't talk about with Finch was, I think 7,000 barrels a year, we talked about that. Oh, but Finch's Dirtier Bird was a Doppelbock aged in Koval whiskey barrels that took home a silver medal at Fobab.
This last Fobab?
No. This was like the ninth annual Fobab. Okay. No, this was back in when Finch was rolling.
Oh,
yeah, this was like at one point they took home a Fobab medal. Yeah. So okay. We just didn't want to leave that out.
Ah, nice. Yeah. So, I haven't heard any new news on the Perch opening.
The Perch.
So. Oh man. We'll see what happens there. And then if you're watching the video on the table here, we have the latest release from Revolution and their Deepwood series. This is the Ryeway with Barry.
I'm curious about this. And you know,
a little sticker. I thought they usually.
Yo, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Right? Isn't there usually the can sticker?
Because that's part of the joy, right? Like you pop it open, you got that sticker.
Yeah.
It's a but so yeah.
Mixed berry Ryeway.
Yeah.
With raspberry, blackberry, boysenberry, and cranberry.
So. Already, Rev Barrels is saying how he just kind of blends Supermassive and Mixed Berry and just gets after it.
Yeah.
Now I'm kind of curious.
I know. We might dive in. You got to look for a video on the YouTube channel if you want to see that. But you could pick up, cans. I don't know. They probably sold out. So.
Maybe. There might be some left, but then I know it starts Friday for pickup.
Oh,
I think there might be, as of right now, there might be a few left.
It wasn't as, Supermassive that sold out real fast.
You know, I think the people have spoken. They love fucking coffee. Fresh coffee, we're in. But, I think we were talking about this, between, the 10-year beer with the cherry edition and, whether it's the honey barley wine or the fucking strawberry jacket or Death by Plums, right? And then, they don't play around with the berry component. Like, it's very forward, for me, anyway. There's a lot of berry in these. So maybe, I don't think the berry crowd maybe isn't as
they're not as strong.
They're not as fired up as the coffee crowd, right? Because it's they're all good. But, because berry done wrong can be, straight up medicinal, and you're like, oh, what the fuck? Those beers are never that. They're just, if there's an edge to how sweet you want it, and it's I don't know, if you're not into the sweet shit, it's a little too sweet sometimes. Okay. Yeah.
All right, we're gonna find out. We'll dive into that. I want to know. Cool. Since we haven't been anywhere and events are slowly kicking off, we do have a lot of news stories and releases that have been happening. One of the releases was a new beer from Goose Island.
Yeah, Civil. So apparently Civil is a, it stands for something, Brad, and I should know what it is since we're doing a show.
It's supporting basically live music in Chicago, like event spaces, concerts.
Chicago Independent Venue League.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're 32 members in this league, and it's every place you've ever seen a show in Chicago, right? Mm-hmm. The Hideout and Metro.
Beat Kitchen, I think, is on there.
Beat Kitchen's on there. The Riv, right? Sleeping Village. So many, 35 places. Subterranean. I've been to Sub T a lot. Yeah, but all these places, man, that are. And that gets lost. Like the live venue piece, Metro. Maybe we said that already.
Yeah.
Yeah. The live venue piece is shit. One of the worst parts of this, right?
Because concerts, they're not. That's not going to happen for a while.
Yeah.
Sports probably before concerts.
Yeah.
So it's just what's going to happen.
Yeah. So this Pale Ale, 6%, all the proceeds are going towards Civil. And Civil's an organization that they're all in.
And that comes in a four-pack.
Yeah.
Tall boy cans. I might pick this up. I think I probably said in one of the podcasts during our, you know, remote podcast that I was going to try to support other breweries because I didn't think AB and Goose Island needed my money. But if it's going to a better cause, hey, I'll go do that and try that beer and, you know, check it out.
I had Run the Jewels tickets this year. That's done. I mean, it's just a funeral all across the board for all that music. Yeah. It's just, yeah, it's tough. So, but that's a feel-good story. Mm-hmm. So, you know, yeah. So kudos to Goose.
But then AB got kicked in the butt with, on the other end of live events, on the sports side, where they're doing good on one side. And on the other side, they, not that they did wrong, or did, they...
I don't know, but
they acted inappropriate for the beers that they had.
Yeah, man. Anheuser-Busch had to pay a record fine of $5 million in compromise for practice violations related to sports and entertainment sponsorships. So these sports teams have sponsorships in place, and Goose violated those by basically producing beers with in cities and with the local team. Would that violate an agreement that they already had?
Right. So these beers, like we saw, you went to the event that previewed the Golden Ale for the Sox.
And that would be an example. Yeah, like in L.A., the Dodgers have one with the Golden Road. And
so these beers were meant to mainly be sold at the game, right? I don't even know if you were supposed to be able to buy them outside of the game. I don't
– Yeah.
Maybe you were. I don't know.
Well, we asked Goose that. We're like – this should be, because you know the Sox are notorious for having low attendance.
Yeah,
like this would be perfect if it was Sox Park only. And he's like, no, but the can is too sweet, bro.
Okay.
Like it's got to be in stores, right?
Okay, so then, but with no sports events happening,
yeah,
they're just getting all the money and slapping these logos on them, right? So I think that's probably where it comes into play.
I think so. So this is the TTB, the notorious TTB. So it sounds like Heineken last year had a $2.5 million fine with the same issue. So the Goose fine is double that. And yeah, they entered into a sports sponsorship agreement with sports and entertainment entities that and other retailers for these products. And they couldn't have done it.
Right.
They shouldn't have done it.
And that not and it would have been fine if, you know, sports would have happened. They would have probably met their obligations for whatever contract they had. But it's probably that they're just, you know, benefiting from the logos. Because people want sports. You're going to buy that White Sox can just for the feeling.
It's legit. It's a legit can. I see it every time. I pass it, but every time I think about it, I'm like, man, can is nice. So.
And that's got to be a huge deal, especially like, at a lot of these ballparks, but we know Sox Park will have a lot of craft beer. So they would probably had orders in places for all these breweries, and that just basically said no.
Yeah, the TTP refers to this arrangement as an anti-competitive practice that negatively impacts law-abiding businesses and prevents consumers from enjoying a wide selection of products.
That's a... Huh.
Pretty serious.
Interesting.
So there's ABB and AB. You know, they're the world's. They're you know, and they make beer. They're the largest brewery on the planet. But with that comes, I don't know how much innovation they have with regards to like, you know, releases that have a wide range of variants. That's why they bought all those breweries. But at their core, they're kind of a marketing company. At their core,
right? They get to sort of masquerade as a beer company now, but really they're a beer agency for a lot of smaller, or not really smaller, just a lot of different brands under their umbrella.
Yeah, I think there's, you know, when you're celebrating a championship, you got two options. You can drink champagne, or if you drink a beer, it's got to be Budweiser. Okay. Like they're kind of cornering the market on a lot of things. And then this is apparently one of them to try to, so.
Interesting. All right.
So yeah, man.
Yikes. So what else has been happening?
Three Floyds.
Oh,
who,
yeah.
They haven't released Dark Lord 2020, but they offered you a mixed four-pack variant, random four-pack variant
of
vintage Dark Lords, you know.
And we talked about this on a previous episode when they went up for sale, and I was you didn't opt into this because you didn't know what you could get.
There's so many variants. Like some years, I think for their 10th anniversary in 2016 or whatever, there was like legit like 10 different variants of Dark Lord. And in a lot of cases, there are some home runs. There is a Chemtrail Mix. You know, there's Hanji. You know, there are years where French Vanilla Militia is very good. Just straight up Bourbon Barrel-Aged Dark Lord. Mm-hmm. There's a very like short list.
Is there a Marshmallow or a Mara?
Marshmallow Hanji. That's the vanilla one.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like there's a short list of ones that are killer pretty much every time out, right? But then there's always the experimental ones. There's like Turtle Dog, which is like a tequila barrel-aged one. And then they have an affinity towards these goddamn port wine barrels.
Oh, yeah.
So they give you the, you know, Trump and Dump was one year. You know, something with Varnos. Like, and then you know how they are. They just, they challenge you with these titles of these beers. And you're just like, I literally can't pronounce this. I can barely fucking read this font. It's so hard. You know, it's bizarre. But yeah, so they were offering that. And like, hey, it's randomized, and this is the list. So I'm like, I just don't want in on that. I kind of want Rari. So give, right. I want that. So I didn't get
in.
Because
you figure you're going to get garbage.
You're going to get the one you don't want, right? Yeah. Oh, but people are posting their picks. And instead of it being randomized, like they said, a lot of folks are posting picks of like, they bought two packages, and each package is the exact same. The same OG Dark Lord. Oh, here's a picture. So,
okay.
Same OG Dark Lord and same variant.
So
from the two orders
that
they got.
Those bags were probably right next to each other.
Yeah.
Random is a hard thing to do, right? Because when you think random, you expect different. But random could mean the same. Like that's just how like
you sound like them.
That's how it works. Like you know, when you're flipping. When you're flipping a quarter, it could go heads 100% of the time. It has the random odds to go tails, but it could.
I know you think you know what random means, but I'm here to tell you, random could mean the same.
Right. It's there's a story a while ago about Spotify or iTunes and people getting mad about like you hit shuffle, which is supposed to be random.
Yeah.
And you get two songs from the same artist.
I hit shuffle a lot, and it feels like they play a lot of the same
right.
shit.
Right, so they had to change their, because it's random, they had to make it random, but also not give you the same. Because random means you could get the same.
Man, this is too much. I can't even deal. So random getting the same is what happened to a lot of folks that picked up.
So I bet those bad, I bet someone was in charge of like stuffing bags, and they just happened to be by each other. You went in at that time. Hey, grab this bag, grab that bag. Okay, go.
And it's a small case study. So, yeah. I mean, but there's a Facebook group, a Three Floyds Dark Lord Day Facebook group. And, you know, folks in there are, the comments are gold. You got to check it out.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, but somebody got two Raris, though. Yeah. So there's, you know, so there's that. You could have got.
A win.
Man, I'd be a happy camper. That's one of the best days of the year if so I get you two Raris.
Did you know anyone directly that?
No, not yet. No. So if anyone's listening and they want to do, and they don't have Rona, and.
You know, Chris Jacobson got like five bags.
And, you know, if we want to do maybe, you know, the whole, because we got the whole library of Death Star. I mean, Deep Woods.
Deep Woods, yeah.
You know, if we want to do that and then sample out some Dark Lord variants that we haven't had.
If Rona doesn't kill us.
You know.
This tasting might.
We're doing your. We're doing temperature checks by radar at the door, infrared at the door, you know. And if you're not 100.3, let's fucking
100.3. If you're anything but that, that's really high. I would.
That's it. That's you got Rona. If you're 100.3, you probably got that Rona.
If you're like at 100, you're probably. If you're like over 99, yeah, it's not good.
All right, we just changed it. So you got to be under 99, and then let's fucking do this Dark Lord versus Death Star lineup.
Whew. All right.
Maybe. I'm still in the works. This is the thing about Beer Pass is like we just, it's more like jazz, where it's like, you know, no two shows is alike, and we don't, you roll it, you hit the button.
Hit the button.
And again, you go.
We can make edits. I'll make edits to this show since we have violations that we've hit. Cool. Well, anything else happen in Chicago beer that we should mention? I don't know. Places, continue your curbside, hit up a few spots.
Yeah. I think you said it all when you said it, Brett.
Mm-hmm. And keep drinking. That's all you got to do. Just keep drinking. It's not that hard. You can do your part. Just drink.
Yeah. Yeah. Do your part. Wear your mask and drink local beer.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, Nick, when you're not here, where can people get in touch?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad, Chicago Beer Pass, Chicago Beer Pass, Instagram, blowing up. Check that out. Posting lots of sexy beer photos. I'm always looking for a new spot in my house to take a new picture.
It's, it becomes the new challenge, yeah. Right? It's like, what's my new backdrop?
Have I done this wall yet? Or should I go outside and do this? So.
What's my neighbor doing? I want to know if I can use those pillows he's got.
Check that out at chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher, and YouTube when we're recording it. So check that out. Take care.
Cheers.